is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's December the 20th, 2016. It's the birthday of the physicist Robert Van de Graaff, born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 1901, known for the generator, the Van de Graaff generator, which very popular in science classrooms, a hollow metal globe on a hollow pole inside which a pair of pulleys drives a belt of silk over a pointed metal comb. You crank up the Van de Graaff generator, and a student touches one while it's running, and the static charge lifts your hair into a halo around your head. It was on this day in 1985, President Reagan signed a bill establishing an official poet laureate for the United States. Billy Collins, Louise Glick, Charles Simich, Donald Hall have all served. Juan Felipe Herrera is the current poet laureate. It was on this day, 1946, that It's a Wonderful Life was first shown New York City at the Globe Theater. James Stewart as George Bailey, the businessman, feeling unfulfilled, frustrated, decides to commit suicide, but an angel intercedes. Reviews of the film were mixed. It was financially a flop. It wasn't until years later, during the 1970s, the film began showing on television around Christmas time, quickly became a family favorite, now considered a Hollywood classic. It's the birthday of the science fiction fantasy writer Nalo Hopkinson, born in Jamaica, 1960, author of Sister Mine, Midnight Robber, and many other novels. It's the birthday of the poet-novelist Sandra Cisneros, born in Chicago, 1954, author of the coming-of-age novel The House on Mango Street, widely read in middle schools and high schools around the country. She was the third child in a family of seven children, spent most of her childhood moving back and forth between Chicago and Mexico City, and she drew on her own background to tell the story of Esperanza, a Latina girl growing up in a rundown Chicago neighborhood who dreams of living in a real house. Here's a poem for today by Patricia Hooper at the terminal. Remember how we took those separate flights, imagining the worst, our plane gone down, our children young, alone? I'd leave an hour before you, wait to meet you at your gate, or you'd go first, arrive and rent a car, then meet me at the exit. In between blue emptiness, our lives suspended where clouds stacked themselves between us, you on earth and I already gone. Or else I'd stand on solid ground and watch you disappear, my heart, my shining bird, a streak of light, a flash of wing, then nothing. Only one of us, one at a time. And whether I turned back to the concourse, or pulled down the shade over the brilliant window belted in above the tilting tarmac, I rehearsed this hour ever nearer when the planet would hold one or the other, and you'd watch, or I, the earth receding, or look up into the arc of absence, blinding space. At the Terminal, a poem by Patricia Hooper from her collection Separate Flights, published by University of Tampa Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, bringing their annual conference to Washington, D.C. this February. More at awpwriter.org. And by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.